Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. Doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, that's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, amen, amen, God bless. We are continuing on in our series on the Holy Ghost. For the most part, we've been talking about the work of the Holy Ghost within. This is the Holy Spirit Part 5 tonight. My brother Robert will be joining us in a minute. And as we await till he come on, let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, once again, Lord God, you bless us with another glorious day and another opportunity to deliver your message unto the listener. Father, we pray that you will bless the speaking that goes forth tonight, that, Lord God, that your spirit will carry the word to the hearts of those who are listening. Father, I thank you today for your precious word. I thank you for this door that you have opened, giving us the opportunity to share the gospel with those that are listening. And Father, I thank you for the many things that you are revealing, that you're showing. Father, the things that you're dealing with your people about, the answers to the prayers of your people that have come up before your ears. And we're grateful that you are the faithful and true living God. So Father, in Jesus' name, once again, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Once again, thank God for all you that are listening. As I said, we continue on in our series on the Holy Ghost. And we're talking about the work of the Holy Ghost within. That's what we've been sharing with you, coming from the Word of God. And amen. You know, we have been commissioned by the Lord to share the Word of God again with you. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, once again, blessing the Lord. Thank God for another opportunity he has given to both of us to share the word of God with the people today. Amen.
Amen.
And once again, we can upset the plan of the enemy. Amen.
Yes.
And getting this word out, that means that people will have an opportunity to listen. Now, we have a caller here. Let me pass this caller on here. You're on God's Word to Man broadcast. Well, they didn't click off. Well, anyhow, praise be to God. So we thank God for the precious word. So, brother, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go on with the teaching. For those of you that are listening, my brother's going to do the teaching, and I will come behind him with a closing prayer. So go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, bless, Lord God, all the listeners, all the hearers, Lord God, of this word. Send out your angels, Lord God, Father, to do battle for them, Lord God, that they might hear the word of God, that they might not be hindered from hearing the word of God. In Jesus Christ's name, take all the deafness out of their ears, off of their ears, off of their minds, off of their souls, off of their spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother, I got to tell you something.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about Halloween, okay?
Okay.
I wanted to say something about Halloween. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, not a problem, brother. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the last 2 days, I had the Lord drop something in my spirit about Halloween. Thank you, Jesus. And
I was
thinking, and then the Lord told me, he told me to pray at midnight. To pray at midnight, be praying at midnight, binding demons and things like that, okay? And the witchcraft, okay? Because do you know what happens? You know, every Halloween, the day before Halloween, the night before, at midnight, you know what they have? Do you know what they have at that time on Halloween? They have human sacrifices.
Oh, yeah, them sacrifices. Amen.
They have human sacrifices. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I should say something because God had put it on my heart to pray. And a lot of people, and I felt a certain danger this time. I felt a certain
Amen.
Thing that, something that Satan was going to do, okay? And I felt he was going to do something different this time, okay? I don't know why, but the Lord dropped it in my spirit, okay? So he had me praying,
Amen.
Okay? Lord don't have you praying for nothing, okay? If God tell you to pray about something, okay, and I always pray about, you know, I always try to bind the spirits of Halloween, okay, before and after, okay? I always try to bind those spirits of Halloween. You know I try to do that?
Amen.
I try to do that because I know that that's not God's will. Halloween is not, it's not a good time, okay? And all these innocent little children, okay, some of them not so innocent, okay, but all these little innocent children going out, they going to be dressed up in costume, okay, and it's going to be actually more grown-up than children in costume, okay. But the reason why such a danger in that, okay? Because Satan can do things to you when you keep celebrating his holiday. This is Satan's. That's Satan's holiday.
Amen.
Your children don't know no better. That's why you have to raise your little children up so that they won't believe in no Halloween.
Amen.
Let them get, because my children, I always told them, no, you ain't going out for no Halloween. Okay,
Amen.
No, we don't celebrate Halloween here. No, I'm not no Jehovah Witness. But I don't believe in celebrating Halloween because Halloween is straight up the devil's day. Okay,
Amen.
that's his celebration. That's the day that he celebrated, and it's 52 states in America, right? One of those 52 states. They are doing human they did human sacrifice last night. Okay, at 12 o'clock.
Amen.
They did human sacrifice in each one of the states. And this is the land supposed to be the land of what? Where of Christianity? Not anymore.
Yeah.
Because we let Satan run we let Satan do whatever he wants to do. Satan is getting away with murder
Amen.
In America. Okay?
Amen.
Satan is saying, hey, I don't care what you say. This America belongs to me. I'm going to prove it to you. Now, all those human sacrifices. Now, this is just, I'm not talking about the rest of the world. I'm just talking about the 52 states in America. And I don't know how many different cults. You know, covens is it? That's in each state. It may be, I don't know, four or five or whatever. But each one of those covens have to have a human sacrifice.
Amen. Huh? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you think it's not important, that blood is coming up before God.
Yeah.
And this. And it's what is it? It pollutes the earth, it pollutes America, and it opens doors for Satan to be able to afflict America. because we're allowing that to happen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
What is the thing that, why do I say it's Satan's holiday? Because of the things that it represents. What does it represent?
Amen.
What does
Amen.
Does that day Halloween represent? And where did it come from? Well, originally it came from Europe. It came from Ireland. Okay. And over there it was called something, it was called Samhain over there, okay?
Yeah.
And it's the day Druids, you know anything about Druids? Druids are like witches.
Druids, yeah.
Yeah, Druids. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're like witches, okay? But they're a little worse than witches, okay? they had a little more pull with Satan, okay, than some witches, okay? But they like witches, okay? And they invented that holiday called Trick or Treat, okay? And if you didn't get them a treat, they gave you a trick, okay? Or they would send a spirit of murder into your house to kill one of your people. That's what they did on that day, okay? Now, a lot of people think that that's just an innocent holiday, okay? Just an innocent day for kids, little kids, because Satan always likes to use the little kids, okay, to promote his evil, his works, okay? Oh, let the little kids have their fun. You don't get them started on that junk in the first place. Then you won't have to take it away from them, okay? But a lot of kids don't know. They don't know. But when you send your children out there to celebrate Halloween, you send them out there into the hands of the devil, okay? You might well be saying, devil, I want you to take my child, and I want you to raise him up, and I want you to do whatever you want to do with him. That's what you might well be saying. You might well be passing your children through the fire, okay? You might well be giving right over to the hands of Satan. Why? Because you're dressing them up in these costumes, whatever you're dressing them up, whether it's a witch, whether it's a spaceman, whatever it is, it don't make no difference. I don't care if you're dressing them up like you thought Jesus looked. I don't care. But the celebration of that day is evil, okay?
Amen.
And the reason why it's evil is because it celebrates all the things that the scriptures tell us not to do, okay? What does it celebrate? It celebrates enchantments. What's enchantments? That's the influencing somebody through charms, incantations, and practice of magical arts, okay? Now, I talk about this in Deuteronomy 18th chapter, Exodus 7th chapter, Numbers 23rd chapter, Leviticus 19th chapter, 2 Kings 17th chapter, 2 Chronicles 33rd chapter, Ecclesiastes, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Exodus, and so on and so on, okay? But that was and then it talks about enchanters, okay? Being an enchanter, okay? The Bible's talking about being an enchanter. What are you supposed to do with all these people that's sorcerers, magicians, hallelujah, that psychic, people call themselves psychics now, okay?
Yeah.
What do psychics do? What do psychics believe in? Well, they believe, they don't believe in the same thing you believe in. You know what psychics believe in? They believe that people that are dead still walk the earth. Okay?
Yeah.
They don't believe what the Bible says. The Bible says that the soul that dies, okay, goes to one place or another place, okay? If you die, okay, you go to God or you go to the devil, one or the other.
Amen.
But they don't believe, you know, they believe that people can still walk around on this earth. And you, have you ever seen some of those ungodly shows, okay, that they call themselves psychic mediums and stuff like that, you know? What did they used to do to the psychic mediums back in the old days, okay? They used to stone them, or they used to burn them alive, okay? Now, I don't say that you should do that now, because you shouldn't. Because Christ
Amen.
Took that away from us. We are not supposed to kill people, okay? We're supposed to bring their souls to Christ. But in the Old Testament, it was no way for these people to be saved. Once they turned their faces to Christ, to the devil like that, it was no way for them to be saved, okay? And if a person was into witchcraft back then, they, you know, then it was no way for them to be saved, you know? Everything they had to be burned, had to be destroyed.
Yeah.
You couldn't touch anything that they had, because everything they had was defiled. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And so,
amen.
Witchcraft, enchanters, the spirit of divination. What's divination? Divination, when people believe in fortune telling, okay, reading the crystal ball, okay, or reading your palm, okay, or astrology, or numerology. Or reading the bumps that's on your head, or reading tea leaves, or divination.
Amen.
That's what divination is, okay? Divination is when you divine something, or when you prophesy something by the spirit of Satan. That's what divination
yeah.
is, okay? And this is what your children are getting into, okay? That's what they're getting fascinated, okay? Why does children love Halloween? They love it because it appeals to their nature, their fallen nature. They little fallen natures, okay? They appeals to you when you was a child because of your fallen nature also, okay? And that's why it
Amen.
Appeals to you, okay? I was listening to something that was on the YouTube, okay? I looked at a couple of things, okay, on YouTube, okay? And it was talked. And one lady, she said she had a vision. Okay, the Lord showed her a dream. Okay, about this spirit that's gone out this Halloween. That's going to be much worse than any other time. And that's going to be attacking people. Okay, and that when you that she said this. Okay, now I don't know how true this is. Okay, but I think that what she said is true. You know, but. Anyway, she said that the little kids that's ringing the bell, okay, to get candy from you, okay, that the demons gonna come with them and come to your house.
Wow.
And affect your house, okay?
Wow.
The demons are doing a new thing. They did doing a new thing, and they and the witches that pray against Christianity, against those that are Christians, against all Christian churches, okay, they are sending out these demons, okay, with special curses this time to come into the houses, okay, when these children ring the bell and ask for, and she said God told her to tell the people not to answer the doors, okay, you know, when those kids come in. Don't open your doors to them, because all the devil wants you to do is open the door so he can come right in there. And she said that God told her to tell everyone to anoint their houses, okay, because the devil going to try to get into your house, okay, to affect your children and affect the people in the house. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
But that's what Halloween is all about in the first place. It's about cursing. That's what that is all about, okay? That's what the pumpkins is all about, the little pumpkins, okay? The little faces on the pumpkin. What do you think that's about? Those are supposed to be like represent demonic faces, okay? That's what it's there for, okay? It's supposed to be to curse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we only got a little, but I gave you some of those scriptures there, okay? I hope you look up some of those scriptures, and I hope you understand that this is the time where Satan is pulling out all the stops. He ain't playing. Hallelujah. And I ain't puffing up Satan. I ain't trying to puff him up, okay, to be greater than God. He ain't greater than God. But he's setting up all kind of different traps for Christians now because they are participating in his garbage. Christians are participating in Halloween. You're not even supposed to get candy out to kids on Halloween. I don't care even if it is with a scripture.
Right.
But you think that's all right too, don't you? But it ain't.
Amen.
All you doing is luring them to another place, okay? But they still don't get the message that Halloween is the devil's day. And you can give them a little treat if you wanna. And you think that they got enough faculties or awareness to read the scriptures and to come up with an answer? Oh, what I'm doing is wrong. You think that's what's gonna happen? Huh?
No way.
Are they gonna? I shouldn't be out here trick or treating. This is wrong. You think the kid's gonna do that? Now the kid's gonna say, "Oh, fool! You tear that thing up. It ain't no good. Get the candy. Eat the candy." That's all he's gonna say. Okay. But the reason I'm saying is that now next Halloween, what is Satan gonna do? Because he's stepping up his stuff every year. He's stepping up his stuff. Why is he stepping up his stuff? He's stepping up his stuff because the churches have failed. The people that call themselves Christians have failed. And this is one of the reasons why we presenting these different stories. I mean, these different things that we tell you about the Christ, okay? Hallelujah. This is why we're telling you the things that we're telling you, okay? Why we're giving you this information about what the gospel says, what the Bible says, okay? The reason why we're doing that is because Satan has gotten a foothold in America.
Amen.
And you can have that, and you got many, many churches in America, but they're not effective. Why aren't they effective? They're not effective because they're not doing their job. They're supposed to run Satan out of town on the rail. That's what they're supposed to do to him. They're supposed to tell Satan, "Hey, you can't do that. You ain't gonna have nothing to do with our children." But instead, what we're doing, we're saying, "Oh, come on, sin, Satan. Come on, take a seat. You can have my children. Yeah, go ahead, have them. That's all right." And we don't care how demonic little Bobby gets, okay, how little Jack gets, how little Joan gets, okay. We don't care how demonic they get. Just so they leave us alone while we're doing what we're doing. That's all we care about. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that subject. But you better check yourself, okay? You better check yourself seriously, because this whole weekend is designated. Okay, according to this lady, this whole weekend, the devil is designated this whole weekend, even Sunday, to try to afflict the people of God, even Sunday, this whole weekend, from Friday to Sunday, midnight, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to give it over to my brother. Hallelujah. You can do whatever you want to with the information I gave you. That's up to you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the message. And once again, I'm in agreement with my brother here about Halloween. And y'all find at times, even though we're going on a certain type of schedule, we always give a break from whenever God give us something urgent. Okay, so we don't want y'all to be surprised at that, you know. Sometimes God give you a word to give right then, okay? And I'm in agreement with it. I want to flow with the Spirit of God. Don't want to quench him. Okay. Quenching him ain't good. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for another blessed broadcast. We thank you for this day and for the information that you have given to be provided. Father, we ask that the people who have heard will cultivate in their hearts. We ask that you will water the seed that was sown by my brother as he gave them this information. And Lord God, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Don't forget, we have another broadcast tonight at 7 o'clock, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And once again, I want to say, as for the information my brother gave, I pray that you hear this. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will witness to you about it, because what he said was very, very important. Okay? Halloween ain't just a day for the ooh and have a little ooh fun. Halloween is Satan's day, because it's always picked to do evil on that day. Evil, scare somebody or something. That is,
amen,
a day most definitely in the open that never picked any good to be done on that day. I mean,
amen,
here in Durant, growing up, we used to have a problem that when Halloween came, they used to put toilet tissues all over people's houses, throwing eggs and all that, okay? So Halloween has always been a day picked to do evil, always been, okay? So don't forget that. So once again, we love you all. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.